This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Christy Herrera, Director of the Health and Human Services Task Force for the American Legislative Exchange Council, an organization here in Washington that works with state governments all around the country. At issue for our conversation today is the effort in Virginia and other states around the country to step in front of the potential Democratic health care legislation by making it illegal to force consumers to buy health care coverage. And Christy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, this has already passed the Virginia State Senate, and I guess it moves on to the House of Delegates. What kind of reaction have you gotten in Richmond as well as other places in the country towards this idea?
Well, the Virginia, you know, shot across the bow in the Virginia Senate, which is, of course, controlled by Democrats, has really put a lot of previously unwinnable states into play for us. As you know, this legislation is in 36 states nationwide, and there have been a number of instances in Virginia most recently where Democrats are increasingly coming on board and making this a bipartisan effort. We see that in Iowa, which has both Democrat and Republican sponsors of the legislation. In Idaho, this is heading to the House floor. In Missouri, the same thing. So we're seeing that, you know, it seems like this is less of a Republican issue and more of a civil liberties issue. And that, I think, will, win over the Obama voters that might be otherwise opposed to this idea.
Christy, a couple of quick follow-ups. I believe the Virginia House of Delegates has a Republican majority. So is this legislation pretty much on a fast track to being signed?
It is. It's in committee today, in a House committee today, and the governor has said that he agrees with the policies included in the bill, which gives us a good indication that he will sign it. That will make Virginia the second state in the country to pass such legislation. The first was Arizona, which passed this law in June of last year, and it will go before voters in November.
This may be hard to read, Christy, but are a lot of the Democrats getting on board because they really are worried about this provision in the health care bill, or they just know it's not politically tenable?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. We've seen, all of the retractions in Congress with Blanche Lincoln and Jim Webb and others who are politically vulnerable. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we talk a lot about what happened in Massachusetts and Scott Brown thwarting the federal health reform efforts. I think the biggest lesson that Massachusetts has for us is that Massachusetts-style health care reform won't work, and this bill will stop it. And we can see all of the devastating consequences that an individual mandate has had in Massachusetts, and I think both Republican and Democrat lawmakers are seeing what's going on there. Healthcare is such a big issue, and they're saying, you know, we just don't want it.
If, in fact, this bill is passed by Congress, mm-hmm. but the mandate is not in effect, how much does that lessen what you obviously believe would be a bad piece of legislation?
Well, you know, this started again in 2006 when Republicans had both houses of Congress and the White House, and Republicans were in majorities in many state legislatures. And so, you know, the intent of the bill then was to stop a statewide individual mandate like Massachusetts had, or to stop state-based single-payer health care. So even if nothing happens in Congress, this is if this is passed in a state, it would still stop any state legislation to enact Canadian-style single-payer or to enact an individual mandate. We know from what happened in Massachusetts that individual mandate passed with, you know, bipartisan applause. And last session, 14 states had introduced legislation to enact single-payer health care. So those are still both very real threats at the state level, and this bill would help thwart them.
What kind of legal challenges could be in place if, in fact, this does get through Congress?
Well, you know, there are legal questions with anything that passes Congress. You can see what has happened with, McCain-Feingold and Citizens United. We do expect a legal challenge if a state passes this bill and if the feds pass an individual mandate. Obviously, you know, this is not an attempt to secede from the union. We recognize that we have the Supremacy Clause, which renders federal law the law of the land. However, states have the ability to protect the individual liberties of their citizens to a greater extent than the U.S. Constitution allows. And when there is a conflict, the courts must balance those competing interests. Now, when we look at the court and its makeup, we have the most state-friendly Supreme Court that we've ever had. And there have been a number of recent cases that have ruled on this side of states protecting the individual liberties of their citizens. So, you know, this is a battle that has been fought before and won before, and we think we can win it again.
Christy, you mentioned Iowa is also discussing this. What are some other states that will be taking this up pretty quickly?
Well, we have, again, 36 states nationwide. I think the states to really look at are Idaho, which is moving very quickly on this. Virginia, obviously. Missouri and Kansas are ones to look at as well. And also, you know, some other states in the Southeast, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. I think that you'll see at least a very good fight, if not passed bills, in any of those states.
Well, it's certainly a very interesting reaction to what I know a lot of people are concerned about in that mandate portion of the health care bill. Mm-hmm. Christy, thanks so much for your time and your explanation.
Great, thank you.
Christy Herrera, Director of Health and Human Services Task Force at the American Legislative Exchange Council here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.